I kind of teared up thinking about all the CPA exam fees I sent to the University of Illinois 35 years ago. I mean, I probably could have built a wing on the building, you know. Really want to just really talk about what happened in fiscal year 12 as part of the indicators report today. I think overall, I would say that the university was firing on all pistons except for our state situation. We had positive results for the hospital, the medical service plan, and for the auxiliary operation. And instruction and research operations performed well. We had robust revenue generation, the campuses continued to demonstrate strong expense control. However, the state appropriation at the end of the year, at the end of fiscal year 11, was $313 million, which we did collect by the end of the calendar year, or by the midpoint of the fiscal 12 year. However, the challenge continues on with, as I've already stated, that we had a receivable from the state of $207 million at 12/31 of 12, or at the end of the fiscal year. And the state still owed us the survey money as of the end of the fiscal year. The good news was that the state did pay us the transfer, the survey monies on August 31st, and have sent us about $19.5 million, which got us down to the number that you saw earlier this morning. The state is talked about this morning. Dr. Merriman talked about the fact the state still owes a bunch of bills from fiscal year 12. I think to reconcile between this number, which we get from the state controller's office, also basically you have to also consider the fact there are a bunch of Medicaid bills sitting at public aid waiting to be paid, probably a couple of billion that have not been vouchered, been sent into the controller's office for payment. So, but I think everybody knows that the state, you know, the payment situation continues to be a problem. Pension and benefit issues, continue to be our big concern. We've been through the pension situation, the benefit. When I talk about health care, we've talked about the fact that retirees now, basically there's going to be a new grid coming out for what much retirees pay for their health care. So this is a continuous, the whole health care, and whether they're going to continue to bore down on this at the state will be a continued concern. But overall, the university fired on all pistons in fiscal year 12. The just to give you the snapshot now of, and I think this goes hand in hand with the chairman's question this morning, is basically the full picture of state support for the university. We are now looking at a combination of the appropriation, and then now this is adjusted for fiscal 12 dollars at $619 million from the appropriation. And $1.015 billion coming from payments on behalf. Again, so this is the numbers, and ten years ago, the payments on behalf were $384 million. So we can just see that incredible rise in the payments on behalf. $876 million was the appropriation 10 years ago. So you can see the decline, but in the inflation factor. As far as the support for the instructional mission, our main sources of support for the instructional mission, again, and then this considers the fact that we have a growth of almost 11,000 students over the 10-year period, that the increase in the income fund of the tuition at the university went from $420 million in 2003 up to $983 million. Again, this is adjusted for inflation. Again, the appropriation went from $876 million in 2003 down to $619 million, as I already stated. Take a quick look. Again, I have to always show you the situation, compare it, apples to apples and timeline. This is looking at the appropriation, the current year appropriation versus last year's at the exact same time. This is as of, it'd be still the same as of today, but September 10th. This year, on the fiscal 13 appropriation, the state owes us on the fiscal year 12 appropriation, owed us $187 million as of today. It was $207 back on June 30th. A year ago, it was $313 million. So it makes it look like it was better as a result. But if you take a look at the next slide, last year they had paid us. We had billed them for the current fiscal year. We had billed them $139 million, but we had received $134 million. This year we billed them $138 million through the same time period, and have received nothing. So the combination of that $138 million.